This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Trump administration attempting to head off potential investigations involving the U.S. in Afghanistan and Israel in the Middle East has warned the International Criminal Court it faces a tough response. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton called the ICC ineffective, unaccountable, and dangerous. He justified efforts to head off the court's investigation of U.S. actions in Afghanistan. Bolton said the U.S. would use any means necessary to protect its citizens and those of its allies from unjust prosecution by what he called this illegitimate court. He said that might include banning ICC officials from visiting the U.S., sanctioning funding, and prosecuting them in U.S. courts. Bolton also announced the closure of the Palestine Liberation Organization office in Washington out of concern for an ICC probe of Israel by Palestinians. The U.S. said the PLO office closure followed previous warnings about a lack of progress toward direct and meaningful negotiations with Israel. The body of former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan was returned home to his home country of Ghana on Monday. Annan's body received a hero's welcome at the international airport in Accra. A state funeral is planned for Thursday. Annan died in Switzerland August 18 at the age of 80. The White House has confirmed that President Donald Trump received a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un asking for a second meeting following their June summit in Singapore. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said it exhibits a continued commitment by Pyongyang to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Sunday, North Korea marked a 70th anniversary parade with no nuclear missiles. This is VOA News. In Libya, several armed men attacked the headquarters of the National Oil Corporation in Tripoli Monday, killing at least two staff members. Explosions were also set off. Two gunmen were also killed in the firefight. 10 staffers were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkey's defense minister has appealed to Syria and Russia to halt airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Hulusi Akar said the priority is to put an end as soon as possible to all ground and air attacks and implement a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the president of the Humanitarian Relief Foundation said a big offensive is expected, resulting in a mass migration inside Idlib of up to 1 million people. Meanwhile, a senior UN emergency official, Mark Lowcock, warned such an attack could lead to a major loss of life. He said more than 30,000 have already fled their homes. More casualties have also been reported as a result of an ongoing government bombardment. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Monday visited the troubled southern city of Basra, rocked last week by deadly protests against poor public services, corruption, and unemployment. He said Basra is on the right path and appealed for cooperation with efforts to provide services. He called the unrest a purely political dispute. At least 13 died and dozens were wounded in clashes with security force members. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir Monday swore in his new prime minister and indicated a new government would be formed later this week after dissolving his previous administration over the country's economic woes. Sudan is trying to cut public spending as it copes with a hard currency shortage, as well as a lack of bread and fuel supplies. Canadian and U.S. negotiators are scheduled to resume talks in Washington Tuesday, trying to conclude a new trade agreement to replace the North American Free Trade Pact known as NAFTA. Progress is reported in some areas, but a deal remains so far out of reach. Washington has struck a new agreement with Mexico and threatened to leave Canada behind unless a breakthrough is reached soon. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks ended Monday's trading mostly higher, ending a four-day losing streak, although the benchmark Dow Jones Index fell nearly 60 points to 25,857. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.